Welcome to What's Working in Washington on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Aberman. Welcome to What's Working in Washington, brought to you by Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation, MCEDC, helping companies start, grow, and accelerate business in Montgomery County. The future starts here. Go to thinkmoco.com today. Coming up,
when you go into the government, the one thing you know for sure and what's clear as day is you know how much money you're going to be making, even if you're successful. And to some people, that's like, well, it's reassuring. And to other people, it's like, well, I want to do more. I may want to make more money. Well, then use the opportunity that the government gives you to write your ticket when you leave.
I think that it's very easy for all of us to get sucked into buying the stories that people tell rather than figuring out the reality of the situation at hand.
Imagine starting a business and 20 years later selling it to somebody else. Who's your boss? You've been your own boss for a long period of time. That can be a very, very challenging dynamic for people to go through.
Our next guest is Pete Cironis. He is the founder of Dotson Bridges. He took a huge chance after spending 25 years in government, and we want to find out whether or not it worked out for him. So let's start with this, Pete. Describe this business, Dotson Bridges. Where'd you come up with that name?
My wife asked me when I was contemplating the exit from the federal government, and I was playing with a lot of cool-sounding names for companies. After two nights, she eventually said, it's time to stop this and enjoy the vacation. And she asked me one question: what is it you did in government for 25 years? And I said, you know, at the end of the day, hon, I was a dot connecting bridge builder of technology, of people, of ideas. And she said, then be dots and bridges and get down to the shore. So it's rooted in what I felt my role was at my last two tours in the government as a chief technology officer, or as I like to refer to it, as a connective tissue officer. And I do believe, being out now, that there is a skill you can learn, but I think it's intuitive to be in a meeting or in a room and understand the relationship or the intellect an individual has and how to piece that together or commingle an idea or a suggestion or a person and triage it or coalesce it to a point where you can then take it to another level. And that bringing together of people and ideas is just part of my genetic code. And I feel like the name of the company summarizes exactly what I did in government and what I'm doing post-government.
It must have been a shock to the system to go from a situation where you had a job, you had a role, you had a platform in the government, and you put out your shingle. What was that first month like?
Well, it was a little bit of a leap of faith, but like I say, I was on a cliff and I had a parachute. So I trusted in myself. The decision to go out and, as they say, hang a shingle wasn't something that was well thought out. It was really looking in the mirror and saying, how can I essentially do what I've been doing in government on my own and believe in myself and trust in myself and know that it's going to be a solo act? It's going to be reestablishment of credibility. How authentic am I going to be now that I'm not a, quote, shiny penny, is the term people use in this town for when you were an executive in government or some relevant role in government as deemed by industry, and then you're just Pete Cironis when you leave. And it was scary, of course it was, and my first month, I think I grossed about $3,000, and after taxes, that was...
Not as much, but
again, it was... I figured I had 3 months to prove to myself I could make it happen, and along the way, I had some nice... individuals and some decent mentoring, but to be blunt, I read the book The Entrepreneur's Roller Coaster, and it spoke to me. I've read it more than once now, and it talks about be prepared for the grind, and if the passion that you have is true, and the passion I had for what I did in government for public service was so strong, that passion, which may be 5% of what you have to tie to the grind of just generating business and going out there, it will trump that grind, as the book talks about. And that was really what I had to experience, and I have been. And every day I remind myself that if I'm truly excited about what I'm doing and the opportunity to live each day like it's a day that I have an opportunity to grow my business, to meet some new people, to connect some individuals and ideas, read some articles that make sense, that speak to me, the opportunities to make money and to feel validated is there each and every day.
So you connect dots, you build bridges. That's the way you describe yourself today and describe your role in the government. I'll tell you what, I think that that description runs completely counter to the image that many people have of what people in government do. So how was your experience in life push against that stereotype, or does it reinforce it in some ways?
Well, it really captured what I felt like during my 25-year journey. And I go back to the time I started in the DOD. I mean, I show up at the Pentagon right out of college, essentially right out of college. And here I was in the Pentagon, and I was working as somewhat of a quasi-intern, but learning the ropes of the DOD in an office that taught you how to help facilitate the military that would come into DC for their tour and find them housing. And I'm doing AutoCAD drawings, and my father, who's an awesome architect, and my mom, who's an amazing former general physician. I didn't get the engineering gene, and I darn well can't draw a stick figure. So I had to figure out pretty quick in that office, how am I going to develop a career? What do I need to do? And I found myself asking a lot of questions and learning about the Pentagon, knocking on doors, as I said. And there's never a bad question, but I was learning that I didn't want to do that career, but I was learning about government. And 3 years later, I headed over to the Department of Education when computer security and the internet was beginning to become the force that it has become, but at an early enough stage. But at the Pentagon, I learned about it. I had a chance there when I was sent off to internetworking school to understand that this thing that we now know as the internet didn't require me to be a developer or a computer science major. And it afforded me that platform to learn. And I took that opportunity, not because somebody said, thou shall. I had a job description.
Well, that's my point. As you described the story, the stereotype is that people in government don't get stuff done. So are you the outlier? Are there structural impediments?
Yeah, great question. And again, I feel like with a quarter of a century serving Uncle Sam, I can tell you that the federal government catches a bad rap. People go to the federal government for all kinds of reasons. And I'm not here to speak for everybody, but you hear at the water cooler terms like golden handcuffs and, hey, I'll never get fired. And the government, once you're in, it's an easy paycheck. You get all these benefits and perks of alternative work schedules and teleworking and so forth. I saw a lot of that. I saw a lot of people who wanted to take advantage of that opportunity, but at the same time, would say that they want their careers to advance. And I'd hear and I'd listen, and there's that view of government as, well, once you're in the system, you're in the system, and you shouldn't complain because it's an easy work life. Well, I don't buy into that. I think that you can accept that, and I think you could also take advantage of the opportunity that that platform, the federal government, affords, and that is go in, get in, earn your stripes, and use it, especially in this town, as an opportunity to understand the mission of how we as taxpayers are spending our money and where those dollars and how they're being invested into the federal government, and the hope that people who are hired into those positions to support